Stoppers. 1-800-333-000.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
Triple M.
Yeah, from the Mildura Police, leading Sydney Constable Joe Clark. Very good morning to you, Joey. How are you this morning?
Morning, Matt, man. Well, as always.
Great to catch up with you. So, crime report this week. A 17-year-old Mildura youth surrendered himself into police on Friday in regards to a theft of a motor vehicle the previous night.
Motor vehicle was stolen from Deakin Avenue, and it was actually subsequently located in the Merbein area, and a young 17-year-old's handed himself into police, and he's been bailed to appear at court on a later date.
And a 49-year-old Mildura man and a 34-year-old Mildura resident, both arrested in regards to outstanding warrants.
Yeah, and there's actually a third one. There's a third, another 34-year-old female arrested in relation to outstanding warrants. And those people have all been remanded in custody, and they will have their day in court again very shortly.
And on Friday evening, there was a reported theft of a motor vehicle parked at the Mildura Inlander Motel, where a lady's handbag and cash was stolen. Anything in regard to that?
Yeah, we've had a couple. There was one in Mildura, and there was also one outside the Redcliffs Club. One of those vehicles at least appears to have been left unlocked. So it's just a reminder to people to make sure that you lock your vehicles. It doesn't matter whether you're going to be out of the car for 5 minutes or 50 minutes. It only takes a crook 30 seconds to break in.
Residents of a Coolong Avenue property in Irimple returned home to find their house had been ransacked.
Yeah, the house had been ransacked, Matt, and there was also a large quantity of property stolen from the address, an ATV trailer, angle grinder and further power tools. So it's a fairly large break-in. So police are appealing to anyone that lives around the area or may have been travelling through the area, if they've heard or seen anything, to please give us a call.
Alrighty, Crime Stoppers 1800 333 000, otherwise the Mildura Police on 50185 300. The other thing you're looking for is further information in regard to this coward punch. 34-year-old Mildura man was struck from behind in a coward-style punch by an unknown male, and it happened around 3 o'clock on Sunday morning, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It appears to be an escalation from an altercation that occurred in the toilets earlier in the night, in the nightclub area in Langtry Avenue, and the victim of this assault required medical treatment at the Mildura Base Hospital. So again, it's a busy patch of ground in the early hours, so if anyone has got any further information, again, contact Mildura Police 50185 300 or Crime Stoppers 1800 333 000.
And what about this car fire outside of 16th Street?
Yeah, again, that's early on in the investigation in relation to the car fire, but at this stage it appears suspicious. Investigations are ongoing, but again, if anyone's heard anything, give us a call.
Alrighty, so once again, 50185 300 for the Mildura Police, otherwise Crime Stoppers 1800 333 000. Always good to catch up with you, Clarkie. Thank you so much for dropping in this morning.
Pleasure, Matt.
We'll catch up again next week. Leading Sydney Constable Joe Clark from the Mildura Police.